If you guys couldn't tell, that was our youth team. Come on, can we give them a round of applause? They killed it. They have been working and practicing just to lead us into worship this morning. So if you see them later on, please give them some words of encouragement. Tell them how well they did. They did fantastic. We're so proud of them.
So good.
So good. We're so glad you're here. Welcome again. I'm Trey.
And I'm Dylan.
Let's go. What do we...
If you're new with us, we have these pamphlets and the seat backs in front of you. You can get lost easy and just all these people, but we want to get to know you. Okay, we really do. It's important to us. This isn't just a church body. This is a family. Yeah. And we really hold on to that. So if you would fill that out and drop that off at the welcome table in the foyer, it would be amazing because we really do want to get to know you. Next, if we can have our team come and prepare for tithes and offering. We really cherish this part of our service because it's a continuation of worship. It's like not just trusting God with our voice or our passion or whatever we're bringing to the table. We're trusting God with our finances. So can we bow our heads and pray for that? Lord God, we just pray over this tithe. Lord God, we just pray that you would take it, you would multiply it, Lord God. It would outpour into our community, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you for what happened yesterday at Community Cares for Kids, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you open doors for that, that you allow thousands of people to get touched, not just coming into the church, but outside of the church, Lord God. And we thank you for that. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.
Coming up on Christmas Eve, December 24th, we're having a Christmas service. It's going to be amazing. We want to invite you at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock back to back. We got two services. And then we also, in your little pamphlets, what do you call them?
Pamphlet.
Okay. In your pamphlet.
It works.
We have these little cards. And
you can hand these out. You can invite anybody you want. Get people here. Come spend your Christmas Eve at Grace.
Come on. And then right into our New Year's, we're doing our prayer night. So it's the second, and what's happening at 7 o'clock, we're all getting together and we're praying in the new year. I don't know about you, but I always feel a fresh start when I pray in the new year, when I'm starting it with God and ending it with God. Amen?
Come on.
All righty, so we're going to welcome up Linda, our children's pastor, and she's going to get us going.
Good morning. I am so excited for this morning. We've been working so hard, myself and my team and the kids department, just getting ready to spend this time with you guys this morning and just have a wonderful opportunity to just present the story of Christmas to you. So this is just a moment that we're going to tell the story of God and just how I got nervous. So long ago, God stepped in and interrupted our history. And he chose his only son to come and leave his royal throne to become flesh and Emmanuel, God with us. This moment changed everything. It was the beginning of restoring our relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's the moment that we were given the opportunity to choose to believe and accept Jesus and therefore become children of God. We choose to remember, celebrate, and rejoice this moment in time because this moment represents the first step toward God seeking us and redeeming us. God loved us all so deeply and so extravagantly that he was willing to send his only son to save us so that we could one day be with him in glory forever. So parents, please feel free to take pictures this morning and videos of your kids. And so I present to you this morning a child of God.
Thank you. children come to me, don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Mark 10:14-15.
For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:27-28.
I remember that day well. At first I was so scared. This angel of God said to me that I had found favor with God. I was just a poor servant girl, and I wondered how that could be. He said that the Holy Spirit would hover over me, and I would conceive and give birth to a son, and to name him Jesus. This baby would be called the Son of the Most High. He would reign over Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end. I was so confused. I kept thinking, how could this possibly be real? Am I dreaming? I love the Lord with all my heart, so I told the angel that if this is God's plan, then I will say yes to it. May it all happen just as he had said to me. The Lord used me that day to bless his people and keep his promises so that all people could be saved and become a part of God's family. I was really afraid to tell Joseph. I didn't know if he would even believe me. It was hard enough for me to understand what was happening.
An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:20-21.
I remember when Mary told me that she was going to have a baby. I was going to call off the wedding. How could Mary expect me to marry her after telling me she was going to have a baby? That night, I had the strangest dream about Mary and the baby. In my dream, one of God's angels came to me and told me not to call it off. He said that Mary was going to give birth to God's son, and we were to name him Jesus. He was going to save the people. I knew Mary was telling the truth about this baby. I was still a little freaked out about all of it. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, but I knew that God was calling me to do it. So I said yes to God and his plans for his people.
Thank you.
The time came for her baby to be born. She was giving birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flock of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Luke 6-9. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you great news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, has been born in Bethlehem today, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." Luke 2:10-14.
It was really dark that night, but there was this star that was shining so bright in the sky. Then all of a sudden, the sky just lit up and was filled with angels. I was so terrified I thought I'd pass out. But then the angel said to not be afraid. I had to see this baby that the angels were talking about. All the other shepherds that were there wanted to see him too. So we followed the bright star to the manger to see the special baby. He was lying there too, looking so peaceful. We couldn't believe it. The Messiah had finally come. If I had not seen it with my own eyes, I would have not believed it. All of us just dropped to our knees to worship him. It was amazing. It was something I'll never forget.
A newborn king to see, ba-bam-ba-bam-ba. but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God, John 1:12. This Christmas, let us remember, celebrate, and rejoice, for our King has come. We are his children, and he truly is God with us.
Merry Christmas!
Come on, let's make it a little more rowdy for these guys. They did such an amazing job. I want to give an opportunity for some parents that want to take a group photo of all these wonderful kids. So go ahead and come on up here. Get up in the front. Come in the aisles. Come on, this is your moment to get that perfect shot of the whole group here. So look at these beautiful smiles here. Come on, everybody. Smile. Smile for your parents. All right. Now they're going to be heading back to their class here. So as they leave, let's give them one more round of applause as they... I also want to give a big shout out to both Linda and Christy, worship pastor, kids pastor, and all their teams. And many of you parents as well. You know, here at Grace Church, when we do our children dedications, in the moment of the ceremony when we do child dedications, there's a moment where I address the congregation. I turn to you and I ask you to come alongside these parents to help these parents raise their child in the ways of the Lord. I love moments like this because you actually get to see a picture of that. You get a glimpse of that as we all are part of this, raising our kids in the ways of the Lord, right? And I love that these kids have instilled the message of Christmas in their hearts. Didn't they do an amazing job getting that across today? I love that. I love that. Well, I just wanted to take a few minutes this morning before we dismiss to kind of get us refocused, re-engage in the heart and the spirit of Christmas. You know, right now we're single digits here in our countdown to Christmas Day. Now I can tell by some of your faces, there's some of you that are very excited for that, and some of you guys, your stress level just went up a notch, right? I love Christmas traditions. I love this time of year because we all get to take part of our own unique Christmas traditions. Some of you guys, your tradition is to go out and go out to cut down a tree with your family. How many of you guys enjoy those moments, right? Go out there, pick a tree. Some of you guys are stressed on those moments, right? Because you can't find the right perfect tree, but you find it and you get home and you decorate it together. I mean, there's lots of cool family traditions, lots of traditions of Christmas, different cultures, different things that we look forward to during this time of year. I love that. But sometimes I think that maybe we have allowed the traditions to get in the way of the message of what this is all about. And I believe that as we take this moment, let's re-engage and refocus with the true essence of Christmas. You know, sometimes we can complicate things. We can take simple matters, simple things, and we can overcomplicate them. But I'm so thankful for a God in his infinite wisdom that he was able to bring down the message to two sentences in the Bible. And it comes out of the passage of John 3:16. Many of us know that, right? The essence of Christmas is this, is that for God so loved the world, that he so loved you and I, that he gave us his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And that God sent his son not to condemn the world. And some of us maybe might be thinking that God is a God in heaven who condemns, who points his finger down, but he's actually the God didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. He's a God who extends a hand. He's a God who expressed his heart in Jesus. You know, this whole idea of God coming down to become a man, C.S. Lewis said this. He said that the Son of God had to become a man so that men could become sons of God. And that's an amazing mystery. I don't know if you've taken time to really unpack that in your mind, that the mighty God, the God of heaven and earth, can come down in the form of a man. I mean, that just boggles my mind. I mean, I know that the mystery of a virgin birth, I mean, that's pretty mind-blowing, but the God Almighty comes down in the form of man, not just a man, but a baby man? Wow. And we've taken time to really try to understand. I mean, theologians have spent their entire lives trying to understand it, and they just can't because it is simply, like, for our minds, we can't comprehend it. We don't know how God was able to do this, but the Bible says that God did. That he loved us in such a way that he came God incarnate, God in the flesh. Think about that for a moment. God in the flesh, God Almighty, came down to become this helpless little child, dependent on others to take care of him. The bread of life submitted himself to feeling hunger. The living water submitted himself to becoming a person who knew how what it was like to thirst. The beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, he came and he wanted to experience what it's like to be tired and weary. What boggles my mind is that the resurrection and the life, he submitted unto death so that we could relate to him and he could relate to us. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he wanted to be with us and didn't want the separation to occur any longer, but that he came down to give his life for us. You know, if we were to strip down the things of Christmas, the wonderful things of Christmas, like the lights and the trees and the songs and all the traditions of Christmas, if we were to strip all those things down, it really simply goes down to the essence of Christmas, is that God loved us in so much that he came down for us to be with us, so that we would know the way. I want to ask you this morning, if all those things were to be stripped away, would you still feel the essence of Christmas? Would you still have a reason to sing this morning? Would you still have a reason to celebrate this morning? Because that's what this is all about. It's about refocusing. It's about re-engaging back to that simple message that God gave us, that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. So this morning, as we close out, and the kids did an amazing job giving us this message, it was so clear today. But I want to take just a moment, just a few minutes here, to let our hearts re-engage back to that message. To know that all the traditions, they all have meaning only if we can get back to the center of the message. So can we do that this morning? Can we just get back to that place of worship? I'm going to have my friend here. He's going to lead us back to let us come adore him. And it's going to be just a place of worship where you're just going to extend your hands towards heaven and say, yes, I come to adore the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who have rescued my life. If that's your testimony this morning, if that's how you feel this morning, let's re-engage back to the spirit of Christmas. God gave us his best, gave us his all so that we would be redeemed. And if that's anybody this morning, you have reason to sing, reason to celebrate, reason to adore him this morning for that message. And maybe there's a few of us this morning that you've been coming around church, you've heard this your whole life, but this morning you have not received the greatest gift that has been given to you this morning. And that's the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, was given for you so that you can come and receive new life in him. And all that takes is for you to come, and in your heart, you just express to him and say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you, and he will receive it. You're already accepted in Jesus right now. If you just have to receive it. You just have to receive it. And you're going to have a moment right now as we sing this song that you just start expressing your heart to God with your words to say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me of my sins, and I want to believe. I want to trust in you for the rest of my life, and I want to know what it's like to follow you. If that's you this morning, then you just extend a hand towards heaven, and he knows where you're at. And he's willing to walk you through that. Can we stand to our feet right now as we dismiss? Let's get back into that place of worship. Let's get back to the spirit of Christmas. Let's get back to that center focus of saying it's all about Christ. It's all about what he's done. All the other stuff's great and awesome, but you know, it's back to the foundation of it all, and that's God sent his son for you and I. And let's adore him right now. Come on, let's get back into that space, and then I'll close out in a prayer. Father, let us never take for granted this precious gift that you've given us, Lord. Let us leave this place, God, with the joy in our hearts of knowing that you loved us so much that you gave us your best, your precious son, to live a life for us, to see as an example of how to live a life that honors you, and to actually, Lord, receive forgiveness because of the sacrifice you made on the cross for us, and that we can now have this new life. And the proof of the resurrection happened on the third day, Lord God. And now our lives are a testimony to this world that you're a God who can redeem, God who could save, a God who could bring life out of death. So we love you, Lord. Let us never, never, never lose sight of what the true meaning of Christmas is in our hearts. Let us go out here with the joy in that. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, you give God the glory and the praise for his goodness and his grace in our lives. We want to invite you back next week for a special Christmas service. And then on Monday, we have two Christmas Eve services. We'd love for you to join us for that. God bless and Merry Christmas.